So, Chad, Bentley was born 3 months early and only weighed 3 pounds and 10 ounces. That's a very challenging start for a young life.
For sure, yeah. I mean, a lot of worry went into that between, you know, Bentley's mother and I, and he has a twin as well. So mm-hmm. there was a lot of divided attention and a lot of chaos at once, for sure. Bentley also has an older brother. So we had, at that point, we had three kids under 2 years old, and it was...
That's already a handful at the best of times.
Right. Yeah. So the worry of the prematurity alone was scary, you know, a scary time for both of us, and a lot of uncertainty, but also a lot of hope at the same time.
Now, he was in the hospital for 8 weeks before he was discharged?
Yeah, so we spent 2 months. We spent a little bit of time at McMaster Hospital, and then following that, we were just in Grand River in Kitchener here for the remainder of our stay. So a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of time sharing between my wife and I, back and forth between the hospital, for sure.
And at what point did you find out that you could get some help and assistance from Kids Ability?
You know, it's amazing. The hospital, the doctors, all very aware of the, obviously, the risks of prematurity. It was the thinking of a doctor at the Grand River Hospital that had recommended us, to saying, you know, we'll put you into the Kids Ability organization and put you in contact. It wasn't until Bentley was about 8 months old that we, you know, first walked through the doors of the facility.
So what was that like the first time you walked in? You talked about the stress you'd been feeling, and of course, you know, with three little kids and sleeplessness, what was it like walking in the first time?
A lot of nerves, but again, like I say, a lot of hope. No one could really tell us what was wrong at that point. There was a lot of missed milestones for Bentley. You know, he wasn't sitting, he wasn't crawling. And of course, we had a twin to really model things after, to really know kind of what was going on, as well as a brother that was only 18 months older. So there was a lot of worry, but, you know, at the same time, they guided us through the process. They told us what the next steps were, what we needed to do as parents, and kind of, you know, helped us make our way through a difficult process, number one, but also mediate, you know, finding the different therapies or different programs that we needed to be a part of. So very open atmosphere, very family friendly as well. So you feel that you're instantly a part of a family, a bigger picture. They handled us as a group, not just as Bentley by himself. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And he's made such incredible progress.
Yeah, actually, a couple weeks ago, it took 4 independent steps on his own.
So
he's made some amazing progress, for sure.
I saw him running this morning in his walker.
Absolutely.
Running.
Yeah, so he uses his walker primarily a lot, definitely getting up his endurance. Does a lot of physiotherapy and occupational therapy with Kids Ability. We set a lot of goals and milestones that he's already surpassing a lot of those. You know, there was a time, you know, we were told he may never walk, he may never crawl, he may never sit, he may never talk. And, you know, he's turned into a very social, very funny, you know, young boy. I mean, he's only 3, but he's, you know, starting to walk on his own, and he's starting to use canes. So he's really progressing quite well.
And I can tell you firsthand, he is a charmer. That smile, oh boy. So what's next in his progression?
Yeah, I think, you know, strength. With his therapist, again, working together on shared milestones and shared goals, we make sure that he's going to walk independently. That's the hope Bentley has for himself, and that's the hope that his mother and I have for him as well. So that, you know, he can break through some of the barriers with the walker and the canes and really start to work on doing it himself. And yeah, you know, we're getting there for sure.
Yeah, it looks like he's well on his way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What would you like people to know about Kids Ability?
You know, I think I said it a few times, but they really provide hope to parents that are uncertain or unsure of the next steps. I mean, a lot of times you're thrown into these things and you don't know where to go, you don't know where to turn, and really Kids Ability has provided us that hope and that guidance to get us there. As I said, they treat you as a family, so you become as a cohesive unit, and you really work and share goals together, and they take ownership and they take pride in what you've achieved just as much as the parents do. You know, it's done everything for our family, and it's really changed Bentley's outlook and, you know, helped him do the things that he can do today, for sure.
Chad, how important is it for people to make that donation today?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's so important to families like ours. And as I said, it's made such a difference to us. But not only to us is the number of kids. I believe there's over 900 kids on the waiting list. for a kid's ability. So to them, to those families, to be able to provide hope to those people that are still waiting to see somebody and to get access to the facility, you know, it means a lot to the people that are already involved and the benefits that we see every day in Bentley's life. But I think, you know, it would mean a tremendous amount to the people that are still waiting, need the support that we've been lucky enough to receive.